And that, I reckon, has been the keynote of the Renfro Valley that you've known for many years and we've known for this much of a lifetime. We started out in a small way, merely as a reminder to our own young people, but it seemed that more people than we'd ever dreamed of had a soft spot in their hearts for the old days that many of them had lived just as we had. And the program spread and grew until it seemed just about everybody in the United States had heard or heard of Renfro Valley. In fact, it became known beyond the boundaries of our own United States. And on more than one occasion, people have come from foreign countries resolved to find and visit Renfro Valley before they went back home. We fully appreciate that the drawing power of this program through the years has not been based on any words spoken or any song sung in its presentation. It struck a responsive chord in the hearts of an America which grew from similar surroundings and whose people, many of them, had had similar experiences. Now, who that ever grew up in a log cabin could fail to remember their days spent there with pleasure when they hear songs like this? The province of the Renfro Valley Gathering has not been entirely to bring visitors to the valley, to sell shows and commercial programs or motion pictures or recordings. We've had a much deeper purpose than that. We've tried in a limited way to make the world a little better place to live in by trying to make the folks who live in it live a little better. That's still the aim of this program, and there's much to be done in the years which lie ahead. There's never been a time when a spokesman for the old ways of honor and patriotism and religion was more needed. In these fleeting times, somebody should keep before the eyes of every man the thought that he should do all the good he can to all the people he can in this all-too-brief passing through this old world. Howard Foley's song will give you something to think about along that line.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon. Heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Trio seems to be gaining in popularity in the short time they've been singing. Folks especially like their old-time hymns, and the Brown family up in Decatur, Illinois, have asked if they sing this morning, I'll Fly Away. Crowd of folks with us this morning, and pretty good number, and they're sort of scattered around from over the country, widely scattered, I might say. The names that we've picked up include the following: Mr. and Ms. Charles W. Davis of Palm Desert, California; Mr. and Ms. Ernest Howard from Michigan Valley, Kansas; Mr. and Ms. Albert Van Winkle from Rushville, Illinois; Mr. and Mrs. H.B. Keithler from Walterboro, South Carolina. Lloyd Campbell is here with a party of four from Alvinston, Ontario, Canada. And Mr. and Ms. Leland Windorf have a party of eight down from Marlette, Michigan. And I believe it's about their second time down here. I know it is for some of the party, at least. And now into our closing hymn, The Beautiful River. Sing it along with us. I'm sure you know it. We'll be glad to have you sing it.
Thank you.
So goes all our time for this morning, folks. It's been a pleasure to have you with us. We hope you'll be back again next Sunday right here on Hens for another Renfro Valley Gathering.